four dimensions of life is covered in Mahabharata, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. And Mahabharata, Vedavyasa composed the Mahabharata. He said he composed the Mahabharata to bring out the greatness of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. I have been telling the stories of Mahabharata. The last week I mentioned in the story, in Sabha Parva, Duryodhana was so jealous seeing the prosperity of Yudhishthira. Palace itself is so big, so magnificent. After everyone left, he decided to stay there for few days. And one day morning he said he will go for a sightseeing in the palace. Yudhishthira said, I will send you an escort. It is a Maya Sabha, full of illusions, and you may get lost. He said, no, I don't need any escort. We will manage ourselves. And Mayasura, he built the palace such a way, illusion of water was there. Duryodhana thought there was a water, and he lifted his cloth and tried to walk on that one, but there was no water. And he saw it was a clear door. It was a crystal, but he banged his head against that one. And another place, he saw again water. He thought water, it's another illusion. He tried to walk and fell in. And all the events, Pandavas and Krishna, they were watching from inside. There was a central camera in the palace. In the main hall, they could able to see. And Sri Krishna prompted Bhima to laugh. Bhima laughed heartily. Hearing that one, Duryodhana and his brothers felt insulted. They started walking out. Yudhishthira tried to pacify him. Please don't go. Take these fresh cloths and change and stay. He rejected the cloth also. He left. He left. Along the way, he told Shakuni, did you see the prosperity of Pandavas? I am so jealous that my arch rivals are prospering. Not that I don't have, but I don't want my arch rivals to prosper. My arch rivals, they should not prosper. I am so jealous. I am seething. So Shakuni said, you also can get that one, work for that one. Duryodhana said, I don't have a strength to acquire that one. He confided, I don't have strength. He agreed. But in Mahabharata series, they projected Duryodhana stronger than Bhima. It is not the case in the Mahabharata. Rata, in the series, they projected he was stronger than Bhima. He himself said, I don't have strength. Had I protested in the Sabha, like Shishupala, I also would have been killed. And that is why I kept quiet. Now, I don't have strength. But I want all the wealth from Pandavas, devise a method. How can I do? And the Shakuni said, I will tell you the secret. Then Duryodhana said, you are my guru. You guide me. He said, you are my guru. And in my Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna says to Krishna, I am thy disciple. He did not say, you are my guru. Tell me. What choice of words. Duryodhana said, you are my guru, tell me. Arjuna says, I am thy disciple. You tell me. There is a vast difference. Here, Duryodhana appoints a guru. So, if a person is appointed, any time that person can be thrown out. He said, you are my guru. Tomorrow he may change, sorry, you are not my guru no longer. And another person. He appointed, here it is Arjuna says, I am onus back onto me, I am thy disciples. Please enlighten me what is appropriate. Then Duryodhana said, I know the dice, playing the dice. And Yudhishthira doesn't know the dice game. You have to invite. He said, how it is possible? If I invite, he won't come. And he said, convince your father to invite Yudhishthira for a game of dice. Ask your father, but father won't listen. Father will yell at me, but he said, we will make a plan. We will devise a method. And they went to the palace, and the messenger sent that your son is here. Then at that time, he did not speak. Dhritarashtra said, oh son, what happened? You are very quiet. Then Shakuni said, what to say? Your son has become very pale. Your son has become very weak. And he is very depressed. Then he asked Dhritarashtra, hey, what happened? Dhritarashtra said, I am very disappointed, dejected in my life. What happened after seeing my cousin Yudhishthira's prosperity, I am not at ease. I want that wealth. Then Dhritarashtra said, oh, is that the problem? You are jealous. Why don't you do another Rajasuya and get wealth? He said, I don't want to work, but I want the wealth. Then he said, I will request Pandavas to get the wealth for you. No, he said, I don't want Pandavas to have wealth. All the wealth must come to me. Then Dhritarashtra said, sorry, I can't help. Then Duryodhana said, then I will commit suicide. I will commit suicide. Hearing the word, I will commit suicide. Dhritarashtra mellowed down. Then how can we, what method we can fight against, get the wealth? Duryodhana said, I have a method. I am a Kshatriya. Pandavas are Kshatriyas. We have to use the Astra. We have to play Astra Vidya. Astra Vidya, our Astra is gambling. And hearing that one, Dhritarashtra was so amazed about the shrewdness of Duryodhana. Duryodhana defines also, Astra is the one by which you defeat the opponent is called as Astra. Hearing his the grammar and his explanation, Dhritarashtra was very thrilled, and Dhritarashtra said, you don't know gambling. He said, not to worry, my uncle will help us out. He will help us out, Shakuni will help us. So Dhritarashtra called Vidura. Vidura, his brother, go and get Pandavas here. I would like to see my children playing gambling. I want to see them gambling in the palace. Please send. Vidura got very annoyed and yelled at him. I can't do this one. What you are going to do? If you call, you are bringing the ruin onto yourself. I told you when he was born, discard this baby. This baby will bring ruin to our clan. I asked you, now what he has done? You can't control, you have become his puppet. I can't go. Then Dhritarashtra said, this is king's command. Do as I say. Then Vidura said, if it is the king's command, yes, I will do. But not as a your brother, I won't do. But Vidura went to Pandavas and said, King has sent a message. King wishes to see his children playing the game of dice in the palace, and he wants to enjoy himself, seeing his children enjoying. At the same breath, he said, as your uncle, I am saying not to go. As a messenger, I am conveying the message, but as an uncle, I am saying not to go. Reject that offer. Then what happened, you will continue next week. And 10th chapter, Shri Bhagavan Vacha. Bhuya eva mahabaho. Shrume paramam vachaha. Yatteham priyamanaya. Vakshyami hitakamyaya. Name vidussuraganaha. Prabhavam na maharshayaha. Aham adirhi devanam. Maharshinam cha sarvashaha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna was so pleased to see the very ardent student Arjuna. He says, I will repeat again. Priya, because what bring Priya Manaya, you are dear to me, I will tell you what is good for you. And Yo Mama Aja Anadincha. Veti Loka Maheshwaram. Asammuda Samartyeshu. Sarva Papai Pramuchyate. That nobody, Sri Krishna says, nobody knows my origin, nor all the devatas or all rishis. Sri Krishna says, nobody knows my origin, nobody understands me, knows me completely, but know me as Aja. Aja, Aja, Anadi. Aja means unborn. Today is Ekadashi. Ekadashi, every Ekadashi has a name. Today's Ekadashi's name is called as Aja Ekadashi. Aja, Aja, Aja means, Ja means Janana, A means A, no. No birth. Lord without any birth. 6th of next month is Krishna Janmashtami and Krishna's birthday. It is Krishna was born. You can't say what Sri Krishna says. Unborn, Sri Krishna appeared. Appeared because name himself, he says, I am Aja. Unborn, Anadi, eternal, no beginning, Lord of all three worlds. And Loka Maheshwaram, knowing this one, without any delusion, one gets untangled from all shackles of karma. Buddhirjnanam asammoha. Kshama satyam damashyamaha. Sukam dukkham bhavo bhavo. Bhayam cha bhayameva cha. Ahimsa samata tushti. Tapodanam yesho yeshaha. Bhavanti bhava bhutanam. Matta eva prithakvida. Shri Krishna talks about the 20 qualities. Whatever modification we are going through, it comes from him alone. Maharshaya saptapurve. Chatvaro manavastata. Madbhava manasa jata. Yesham loka imam praja. Maharshaya, seven saptarishis. Saptarishis, our gotras. Gotras, we talk about our gotras. Angirasa, Vasishta, Vishwamitra, Gautama, Bharadvaja, Bhargava gotra. And if you don't know any gotra, your the default gotra is Kashyapa gotra. Kashyapa gotra or four manus, Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Sanat Kumara, or 14 manus. This manvantara, every manvantara, each manvantara is 300 million years. This Manvantara is called as Vaivasvata Manvantara. These Manvantara, they, Lokam Imam Prajaha, they also have come out of me. Yetam Vibhutim Yogancha. Mama Yoveti Tattvataha. So Vikampena Yogena. Yujyatenatra Samshayaha. While doing the asana, you should remember this one. So vikampena yogena, no kampana, no kampana, and yogena, posture is steady. And knowing my posture, one is not shaken while doing the asana also. and yujyatenatra samshayaha, and gets connected with me. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante maam. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. Machitta madgata prana. Bodayanta parasparam. Katayantascha maam nityam. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Shri Krishna says this one, this can be our mantra also. Shri Krishna urges us, machitta madgata prana. Bring the vijnanamaya kosha. Tomorrow's topic, I will talk about that one. Vijnanamaya, chitta is in the vijnanamaya kosha. Machitta, your manomaya kosha got to be connected with vijnanamaya kosha. Machitta, you bring the vijnanamaya kosha towards me. Vijnanamaya kosha, there is no confusion. It is unpolluted knowledge, the knowledge acquired through the past experience. It's a refined knowledge. Chitta, Sri Krishna says, vijnanamaya kosha, bring it to me without any confusion. And madgata prana, all actions must be directed towards me. Bodhayanta parasparam, to reinforce your chitta. I tell teachers, our yoga students, that when your vijnanamaya kosha is strengthened, only when you start teaching that one to others. I ask people to take on your teacher's training and start teaching. Then only your vijnanamaya kosha is strong. Otherwise, you are only in the manomaya kosha, you slip down. If you want your chitta to be strong, you must teach others. Take class. When you start taking, you start learning yourself and teaching. Learning sharp. The sharp learning happens when you start teaching. I've been telling teachers to take up. Why? Your vijnanama kosha will be strong. Machitta, madgata prana, all your actions must be directed. Bodhayanta, talk what you have learnt. Parasparam katayantascha, talk about the higher possibility. Be revel within. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Tesham satata yuktanam. Vajatam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam. Yena mamo upayantite. And tesham satata yuktanam. One who worship me with love, not out of compulsion. My father said, my mother said, my wife said, my husband said, not out of compulsion, spontaneous. Spontaneous, like last week I talked about the gopis in Vrindavana, they heard the flute from the 6-year-old Krishna. The moment they heard the nada, they left everything and rushed towards the sound. Whatever they were doing, one was, Bhagavatam talks about, one was feeding the baby, she dropped off the baby and ran. Another one was cooking in the, had kept something, kept the milk in the stove. She left it there with the fire on. Another one was serving the husband, dropped it and she went. And various chores they were doing. One was putting on the makeup and whatever, half makeup she went. And so enchanting, she went there and gopis, the Priti Purva come when they went there and they thought, they addressed Sri Krishna as, you are none other than Narayana. You are none other than Narayana, they glorified, and that how lucky is the Lakshmi. And now we got the privilege, and they started, they bowed down their head and touched the feet. Then they got the arrogance. Ego pricked up. They said, even Lakshmi also won't get this opportunity of touching, and we are superior to Lakshmi. They thought, the moment they thought, Sri Krishna disappeared from there. Disappeared to teach them a lesson. Even bhakti also, people get ego. Ego comes in. Nobody is as high a devotee as me. And Bhagavatam talks about the ego comes in even amongst the devotees, even among the jnanis. Nobody knows me like me. Nobody can do the asana like me. Nobody can do the yoga like me. Ego comes, and Sri Krishna, when the ego comes, God disappears. E is replaced with the D, G, God, E replaced with, when the God has gone, E becomes a dog. Our life becomes like a dog's life. And so we should be seekers, had to be always cross-check themselves whether their ego is coming up. It's a, when the ego is coming means they are moving away from the God. Teshamevanu kamparta.
Teshamevanu kamparta.
Aham ajnana jam tamaha.
Aham ajnana jam tamaha.
Nashaya matma bhavasto.
Nashaya matma bhavasto.
Jnana deepena bhasvata.
Jnana deepena bhasvata.
Sri Krishna says, one who is devoted, out of compassion, I remove the ignorance. Our only asset in our life is ignorance. We have been carrying load of ignorance for lives. Sri Krishna says he will remove that one by lighting up the lamp of knowledge in the hearts of the devotees. Arjuna vacha. Param Brahma Param Dhamma. Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. Purusham Shashvatam Divyam. Adi Deva Ajam Vibhum. Ahustvarshayas
Sarve.
Devarshi Naradastata.
Devarshi Naradastata.
Asito Devalo Vyasa.
Swayam Chaiva
Bravishime.
Sarvametartham Manye. Sarvametartham Manye.
Yanma Vadasi
Keshava.
Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim.
Vidur
Deva
Nadanavaha.
Arjuna repeats whatever Sri Krishna says. Nobody knows your origin. Rita and Satya. Satya is a evolving science. Rita is a changeless. Satya is evolving truth. Satya is evolving truth. Ritam is unchangeable truth. Like I gave an example last week. If a child asks the question to a mother, mother tells what is the truth according to the age of the child. As the child grows up, the child starts understanding in a bigger way. Satya is evolving, Rita is changeless. Shri Krishna Arjuna says, you are the Rita. The ultimate, what you say is what I am saying, nobody knows, it's the Rita.
Swayamevatmanatmanam.
Vetam tvam purushottama.
Vetam tvam purushottama.
Bhutabhavana bhutesha.
Bhutabhavana bhutesha. ದೇವ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ
ವಕ್ತು
ಅರ್ಹಸ್ಯ ಶೇಷೇಣ ದಿವ್ಯ ಆತ್ಮಾ ವಿಭೂತಯ ಯಾಭಿರ್ವಿಭೂತಿರ್ಬಿರ್ಲೋಕ ಇಮಂ ಸ್ವಂ ವ್ಯಾಪ್ಯ ತಿಷ್ಠತಿ ಕಥಂ ವಿದ್ಯಾ ಅಹಂ ಯೋಗಿಂ ತ್ವಾಂ ಸದಾ ಪರಿಚಿಂತಯನ್ ಕೇಷು ಕೇಷು ಚ ಭಾವೇಷು ಚಿಂತ್ಯೋಸಿ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಮಯಾ ವಿಸ್ತರೇಣ ಆತ್ಮನೋ ಯೋಗಂ ವಿಭೂತಿಂ ಚ ಜನಾರ್ದನ ಭೂಯ ಕಥಯ ತೃಪ್ತಿರ್ಹಿ ಶೃಣ್ವತೋ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಮೇ ಮೃತಂ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸೇಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟಿವ್ಲಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್ ದ ನೆಕ್ಟರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಮೈ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಕಪ್ ದ ಕಪ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಫಿಲ್ಡ್ Please keep on pouring. I am not satisfied hearing the glories about you. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Lord talked about 90 glories here. He starts off saying that there is no end to my glory, but I will tell you the salient features. This one which is appropriate, the which is relevant to you. Hantate kataishyami divya atma vibhutayah pradanyasya kuru shrestha nastyanto vistarasya me. Last I told 90 qualities Sri Krishna talked about. Thus far we covered 26 qualities. We will quickly go through, just repeat after me those qualities and we will continue the rest. The first one, Ahamatma. The second, Gudakesha. Third one, Sarva Bhuta Shayastitaha. Fourth one, Ahamadischa. Next one, Aham Madhyancha. Sixth one, Aham Bhutana Antayevacha. Adityana Aham Vishnu. Jyotisham Raviram Shuman. Marichir Marutam Asmi. Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Vedanam Sama Vedosmi. Devanam Asmi Vasavaha. Indriyanam Manaschasmi. Bhutanam Asmi Chetana. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi. Nikteso Yaksharakshasam. Vasunam Pavakaschasmi. Meru Shikiranamaham. Purodasam cha mukhyam. Viddhi Partha Brihaspatim. The 20th one, Sena Nina Aham Skanda. Sarasasmi Sagara. Maharshinam Bhrugurham. Giram Asme Kaksharam. Yajnanam Japa Yajnosmi. Stavaranam Himalayaha. Next one, Ashwatta Sarva Vrikshanam. Devarshinam Chanarada. Gandharvanam Chitrarata. Siddhanam Kapilo Muni. We have done 27 the qualities for Krishna Janmashtami. 90 qualities are there, I will add another 10. And you can, for Krishna Janashtami, you can do Ashtotara yourself. Aham Atmaya Namaha. Then each one, that Krishna Janmashtami, I will share it in the group. 108. It's out of that, 90 is told by Lord himself. And you are adding as a devotee another 10, you do for Krishna Janmashtami, your own Ashtotara. On that one, it's a great way of our way of celebration. Celebration of Krishna Janmashtami. Okay, and we have done 29. We will quickly go through that shloka and we'll continue. Otherwise, like a quicksand, we are not proceeding. Aham Atma Guda Kesha Sarva Bhuta Shayasthitaha Ahamadischa Madhyancha Bhutanam Antayevacha Adityana Aham Vishnu Jyotisham Raviranshuman Marichir Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam Aham Shashi Vedanam Samavedosmi Devanam Asmi Vasavaha Indriyanam Manaschasmi Bhutanam Asmi Chetana Rudranam Shankarascasmi Vitesho Yaksharakshasam Vasunam Pavakascasmi Neru Shikranamaham Purodasam cha mukhyam maam Viddhi partha brihaspatim Senani aham skanda Sarasam asmi sagaraha Marshinam bruguraham Giram asmeka aksharam Yajnanam japa yajnyosmi Stavaranam himalayaha Ashvatta sarvavrikshanam Devarshinam chanaradaha Gandharvanam chitrarata Siddhanam kapilo munihi Ashvatta sarvavrikshanam. Last week we touched upon, among all the trees, I am the Ashvatta tree. Ashvatta tree is revered because all the trees at night time, when the sun is not there, gives out carbon dioxide. In Ashvatta, at night also it gives out oxygen. It's full of oxygen, and in the Gurukul's ashrams, there is an Ashvatta tree. Why Ashvatta tree? The students sitting next to that one, with the infused oxygen, memory becomes very sharp. And last week I mentioned women conceiving problem, going around the Ashvatta, they find it's beneficial. People with blood count problem, going around the pradakshina around Ashvatta, they find the medicinal benefit through the Ashvatta. Why that got, Ashvatta got that status? Shri Krishna says, my special sannidhana is there. That is why that Ashvatta is special tree. All trees are good. My special sannidhana is there in Ashvatta. That is why it has the property, Ashvatta tree. Ashvatthanam, Ashvatta sarva vrikshanam devarshinam cha narada. Narada got a free passport to go everywhere, because my special sannidhana is there in Narada. He can travel to all lokas without any hindrance. Gandharvanam Chitrarata, Chitrarata Gandharva, eloquent in the art of the sculpture, painting and music. Gandharva Chitrarata, Siddhanam Kapilo Munihi, Kapila Sankhya Yoga, Kapila Bhakti Yoga.
Elaborately, the Devahuti, old mother, approached his son Kapila. He was none other than God himself incarnated. She asked him, "Please enlighten me the path to the liberation." He gave the Sankhya Yoga and Bhakti Yoga eloquently in the third skanda of Bhagavatam. Eloquently he talks about hearing that one at the end. Devahuti, and she did not drop the body. It talks about she became a river, started flowing. Like a river, our body has panchabhuta. Panchabhuta, I mentioned in the yoga class also, in 1970s, there was an article in Punjab. One yogi, he decided to give up the body. He increased the fire element. Whole body became engulfed in a fire and only ashes remained. Yogis can convert into the fire or flow down like a water, and Devahuti, the Kapila Devahuti, if the time permits some time, I will talk about Kapila Devahuti Vyakhyana. Now, next one, today's one, Uccheshrava. Ashwanam. Viddhi. Mam. Amrutodbhavam. Airavatam. Gajendranam. Narananca naradipam. Here he talks about the various things came out of the churning the ocean. The nectar wanted our the devas, they wanted the nectar. To get the nectar, they wanted extra power. So they approached Bhagavan Vishnu Narayana. He said, seek the help from the rakshasas also. At the time of need, you should seek the help from others, not to shy away. Though they are your arch rivals, seek. They are power empowered with strength. You seek the help. So they approached Bali and his team. Rakshasas asked, "You are seeking our help. What we will get?" He said, Indra said, "We will share the amrita, we'll share the nectar, so that you are also immortal, I am also immortal. You are also immortal, like Karnataka election, free for you, free for me. Like this one, immortal, you also, they're happy." Okay, then what is the method? Then what is the Mandara mountain? They lifted up the Mandara mountain, a divine mountain, and where it has to be kept to lift, they, devas and rakshasas, they did not have strength. Oh, we can't lift. So Lord Bhagavan Vishnu entered into everyone. In fact, he lifted. They were only a tool. We think we are doing what it is saying. He are not doing. Only he is doing. He gave a strength for them to carry. They brought it and kept it on the ocean. It started sinking. Oh, then we can't do anything. So Lord took the Kurma Avatara and supported. So from the top, he is supporting. And the mountain was tilting. From Ajita Rupa, he held the mountain in place. From top he is supporting, middle he is giving the strength to the Rakshasa and Devas, below he is supporting. So what is the rope? They approached Lord Shiva's the snake, Vasuki. Vasuki got petrified. Lord Vishnu said, "I will enter into you. I will give you the strength to endure." So Vasuki was the rope was given. The head Devas took, and Danavas, Rakshasas took the tail. They felt insulted. We being a
Rakshasas, we can't hold the tail, we want the head. Give the head. So they swapped. They started churning. So much of poison, venom come out of the Vasuki. Many Rakshasas got fainted and died. And further churning, various things started coming and they started taking one after another. And for churning, for example, alcohol came. Rakshasa said, this is for us. We need that one. They said, Deva said, take it. You take it. And so many things. One intoxicating lady came. Rakshasa said, we want that one. That lady is called as Alakshmi. Alakshmi or Jeshta Lakshmi. Lakshmi is elder sister. Appears to be so enchanting at the beginning and brings out the ruin to the whole thing. Alakshmi. Rakshasas, they took that one. Jeshta Lakshmi in Sri Suktam also in the Varamahalakshmi Vrata. I will talk about that one. And Alakshmirme Nashyatam. It is a prayer. May the Alakshmi be destroyed. The Rakshasas took. Then came, one of the things came out Uchaishrava. Horse, divine horse with wings. That concept is there in the Greeks also. That horse with the wings came, Indra took that one. Indra took that one, Devendra. Uchaishrava Ashwanam. Among the all the horses, I am the Uchaishrava, can go to any place at the top speed, unimaginable speed, Amrutodbhavam. At the end of the churning, Amrita came. At the end, Amrita came. Nectar, I will talk about that story next week. Nectar, how it happened, when you are not qualified, you may be working so hard and everything, when you do not have a God's grace, you can take it up to your lip and it will slip out. It's Amrita Mathana is talking about, without Bhagavan Kripa, you can have, do whatever, all political connection, you can take it up to the lip. How it will miss out, I will talk about next week. And next one, the Amrita, many things came. The best among them came out was Amrita. It was me. It is me. Airavatam Gajendranam. Among all elephants, I am the Gajendra. I am the Gajendra, Airavata. Among all the elephants, I am the Airavata. Airavata is Indra's vehicle. It's an elephant. Naranancha Naradipam. Among all kings, among all humans, I am the king. And we can relate also. Now, among so many politicians we have seen, Modi has a charisma. Prime Minister Modi has a charisma. That charisma has come because there is a God's grace. Without that, so many prime ministers, presidents across the world, nobody gets that type of the respect, command, because there is a Deva Sannidhana is there. You can say Naranam Cha Naradipam and Naranam Cha Narendra Modi. You can say Narendra Modi, there is a Sannidhana. Sri Krishna says, there is no end to my glory. I will tell only key things, you can apply that one in your time. You can see, Narananancha Naradipam. Then, Ayudanam Aham Vajram. Denuna Asmika Madhuka. Prajanascha Asmikandarpa. Sarpanam Asmi Vasuki. And among the snake, he talking about the snake is used for churning. He is telling, among the snakes, among the sarpa means sarati. One crawls around, among them, I am the Vasuki. Vasuki is the Neelakanta, Lord Shiva, partook a small fraction of the poison, his neck became blue, and to prevent the poison going down, he kept the snake here, indicating that snake, sarpa means one hooded snake is called a sarpa. Among them, I am Vasuki. And Ayudhanam Aham Vajram, among the another weapon came out of the churning the ocean, is the churning the ocean. I am the Vajrayudha. There was a Bhagavatam, another story comes, Vritrasura. Vritrasura was a devotee, but because of the curse, he was creating a havoc. So to kill, he had a boon also from Lord Shiva. No weapon could kill him. So they approached Bhagavan Vishnu again. He said, approach Dadichi Rishi. Rishi Dadichi, and ask him to give his thigh bone. Indra went and asked the thigh bone, sacrifice, you had to leave the body anyway. Why don't you give this one, your thigh bone? And that Rishi had done so much of japa and sadhana, bone had become like a diamond, Vajrayudha. And that at the behest of, request of Indra, Dadichi, he cast off his body, and his thigh bone was taken for making a Vajrayudha. But Ashwi Kumaras were there, they restored his body back. Whatever you give, nothing will go waste. You will get it back. So Dadichi's name is permanent in the Puranas because of his sacrifice. That with that weapon, Indra killed Vritrasura. Among all the weapon, I am the Vajrayudha. Denunam asmi kamadukam. I am among all the cows, I am the Kamadenu. Kamadenu, the Mahabharata story happened because of the Kamadenu. Kamadenu, it is talking about Bhishma, how he born. Bhishma, he was among the Ashtavasu, and his wife there also, before his being born as a Devavrata, his wife also, Amba, she wanted the Kamadenu, wish-yielding cow, and he went to Vasishta's ashram, and he wanted to take it, and the Kamadenu refused to come, so he gave up and went back. Since he tried to force the Kamadenu to come along and out of yield to his wife's request, the Vasishta cursed, "You and Amba be born in the earth." Bhishma went along with his brother. "May you all be born, but since you tried to separate this Kamadenu from his calf, may you and Amba never be together." They cursed. So they were born. They pleaded, all the other brothers, they pleaded. Then Vasishta said, "So be it. May Bhishma, the Ashtavasu, Bhishma, Devavrata, take the life of other brothers. May he live for 800 years. May other brothers, as soon as you are born, die." So Ganga was throwing into the water only to fulfill the boon. It was not a cruel Ganga. As soon as they were born, Ganga was throwing the babies, because as soon as you are born, you had to depart. Amba was, though she was born, she wanted to marry Bhishma. He said, "No, it's not marrying." Then Amba took a pledge, I will do a tapas and I will make sure that I will be an instrument in killing Bhishma. Because that some prarabdha karma, if some family misunderstanding also, sometimes it is not related, may not be related to this life. It has may be from the carry forward from the past life also. The original husband and wife, here Amba wanted her own husband's death. So much of revenge. And Bhishma was born because of the Kamadhenu, tried to steal the Kamadhenu, he was born. And Shri Krishna says, Kamadhenu, why so much revered? Because my special sannidhanam is there. Kamadukam. Kamadukam means wish yielding cow. Whatever you wanted, it will give. Prajanaschasmi kandarpa. Prajanaschasmi kandarpa. The procreation, the desire, to procreate also has to come. If that desire is not there, Kama Dukkha is Kama is it comes in Bhagavatam also. Shiva and Parvati. Shiva was doing the tapas, and the Kama, he wanted to bring the liking in Shiva towards Parvati. So he was involved, and Shiva killed with his the third eye, he reduced to ashes, but Vishnu, he restored him back. He destroyed Kama, and Subramanya, Skanda earlier came, none other than Kama was born as Shiva's son himself. Kama was Subramanya or Skanda, Kama was born as his son. Kama was born again as Krishna's son, as Pradyumna. That Kama, that desire to procreate comes from me, and Prajanaschasmi Kandarpa, Sarpanam Asmi Vasuki. And Anantaschasmi Naganam. Varuno Yadasamaham. Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi. Yama Samyamatamaham. Anantasmi, I repeat again, Anantaschasmi Naganam. Varuno Yadasamaham. Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi. Yama Samyamatamaham. The Ananta means Naganam. Naga is with multi-hood. Can be one hood, can be multi-hood. Adishesha is called as Ananta. Among all the Nagas, I am among the Adishesha. Our Ananta in Srirangam and other place, Ananta Padmanabha, Lord is reclining on the Adishesha with the multi-hood. Multi-hood, Anantasmi, that multi-hood, Adishesha. Adishesha, Lord is reclining on Adishesha, using Adishesha as its bed. Anantaschasmi Naganam, it's a question to your answer. Your other day, our Nagendra asked the question, Ananta, it's how the bed can have that much of strength? Or you ask that question, your brother's daughter asked so many questions. And how the bed can have that? It is not just the bed, Adishesha. It is Adishesha, Naganam, Varuno Yadasamaham, among the aquatic creatures, I am the Varuna. Varuna, all the aquatic creatures, whatever you can see it in the river, it is there in the ocean. All the aquatic creature, they find their home in the ocean. Pitrinam Aryama Chasmi,
among the Pitrigana. One Pitriganas are the one the departed souls are taken to the from the body up to the Pitriloka. Pitriloka is first scanning. When we are going through the customs clearance, first baggage you put through and first scanning is done. First scanning is done, whether you are sanitized properly or not. First scanning is done by the Pitriloka. They take the soul, our scanning is done to assert. This person had 70 years, 80 years. What this person has done? Oh, only two properties. Oh, only two cars. Yeah. Oh, poor. He left it everything there. Sorry. And to do the initial scanning, do the summary report and send it to Yama. So that he doesn't have so much of time. Summary report. And Pitranam Aryamaschasmi Yama Samyama Samyama Tamaham. Next is Yama. The final, they have the summary report. Like ChatGPT, Nagendra was saying that big report, you'll put it to ChatGPT, gets the summary. And Yama got the summary, and he will, the Samyama, Samyama, Yama means one who the meets the rewards or punishes according to the karma. Yama. From Pitriloka, initial scanning with the summary report, they have to rating, they have to go and show. No lying. You can't say, sorry, it's a wrong report. Can I have a reapplication? Sorry, you can't. Revaluation, you can't apply. It is a final report is there. And Yama, how he got that power? It is because of me. Sri Krishna says, whatever something extraordinary is there, I am there. I am there. And he is concluding everything, the extraordinary, I am in and through everything. It is, world is running according to me, not according to you. That is the slowly it comes, towards the end he says, if you see anything glory, think that it is my presence is there. Towards the end it comes, these three shlokas repeat after me. Uccheshrava ashwanam
Vidhi mama amruto
Vidhi mama amrutod bhavam
Airavatam gajendranam
Narananca naradipam
Ayudanam aham vajram
Denu namasmi
chikamaduk
Prajanaschasmi kandarpa
Sarpanam asmi
vasuki
Anantaschasmi
naganam
Varuno
yadasamaham
Vitrinam
aryama
Vitrinam aryama yachasmi
Yama
samyamatamaham
Vasudeva sutam
devam
Kamsa
chanuramardhanam
Devaki
paramanandam
Krishnam vande jagadgurum